Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, I am on fire. We're all on fire, and we should be. If you want to join us, obviously, the number is toll-free, 800-313-9443. Our listen line, where you can get on the line and listen to the program at RVN, is 512-646. That's 512-646-0396. Okay? Rick Stanley with Rick Adams and Jerry Donaldson. We're all here tonight. We're talking about the crisis, if you will, the crisis in tyranny that we all face in this country today. And, Rick, I know that you have been through a tremendous strain with your family, your children, your grandchildren, your business, all of that affected. And you, too, I believe, were considering leaving the country at one point. And then you told me even if you wanted to, you couldn't. Is that still true?
At one time I was, and in fact, about 2 years back, my wife and I went to Panama and Costa Rica just to look into that, because several friends of mine, expats now, have left the country because they feel just as many of the people did back in the 1600s and 1700s that the country that they're living in was repressive. I believe America today is the police state of America, and there's a lot of people who are unwilling to stay and fight this. I've been fighting it, and they've been trying to destroy me. Others, like Jerry, have done the same thing. They've been totally destroyed. I believe that more and more of us have to stand up, I don't know that we're going to have any choice. We're either going to have to stand up, or we're going to have to meekly leave.
Yeah, I don't think there's any middle ground here that eventually people think that this can be solved legislatively. I think that if it's not done now, and particularly this year, I don't think there's any alternative, but it will come down to a full-scale war.
Oh, absolutely. And whether it's brought on by a civil war because of the illegal immigration issue or whatever, it's going to happen. It is absolutely inevitable. Now, we can try and stop it, and groups like this Revolutionary Coalition that we have set up, we've set up a peaceful political idea to try to stop this, to try to stop a revolution from happening. But to tell you the truth, I think it's probably inevitable.
I don't think there's any question about that. And we'll have to see what happens on the street. You agree? We agree with that, Jerry, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think there's any question about it. Let's take another call, if we can, before the break. Alan in Pennsylvania. Hello, you're on the program.
Yes. I've talked to Mr. Stanley before. I hope he remembers.
Well, he's talked to a lot of people.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead. You got a question or a comment quickly?
No, you said that the judges have immunity. That is not true. Write this down. Title 28 United States Code, number 2679, subsection B as in boy, 2A. It says that any government official who violates a constitutionally protected right can be prosecuted civilly and criminally, and there is no immunity.
Well, you know, and I understand that, and I'm very much aware of that. And would you do me a favor? Could you tell all the judges across the country that?
Well, there's a big stir in New York. In New York State, there's 82% of them don't have oaths of office.
Well, and I'm very well aware of that as well. You have to understand, they've set up their own little fiefdom. They're kings.
Right. But their pegs are going to be.
It's not going to come down because a judge is going to do the right thing.
No, right.
They're going to come down because the people decided so.
Remember.
Thank you, Alan.
Remember when I told you?
We got to move along.
I do remember, Alan. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Those of you just tuning in, second hour, we're talking about what has happened to Rick Stanley, a businessman, a constitutional activist in the state of Colorado, who was prosecuted originally for living according to the constitution of his state, according to state statute. And in his town of Denver and Thornton, he was picked up. He was arrested. He was harassed. He was jailed. And now he is appealing this decision of the court that found him, quote, guilty of trying to influence a public official by telling him what the Constitution says. So this is amazing in America today. You know, people don't believe. We've got a lot of overseas listeners. We've got Canadian listeners. We've got people that listen, and they, you know, they could see that happening in their country, maybe. But how in the world can it happen in the land of the free and the home of the brave is what they ask all the time.
Well, and unfortunately, Rick, I proved it only too well.
Didn't you?
You certainly have,
and so did Jerry.
Yes, exactly.
And all of us could be held in the same way, whether we're organizers, businessmen, or talk show hosts. They would love to be able to arrest all of us. Put us in camps, treat us like the slaves that they feel we are, and get away with it. And that's what's going on. This war on terror, as it's called, is a war on the Constitution. And I think, Rick, now more people are recognizing that fact, thankfully.
A lot of people are mistaken in that they think that I just fell into this by accident. I actually did all of this on purpose, every bit of it.
Right, we've said
that. The reason I did it on purpose is to show Americans that we are not living in the land of the free and the home of the brave. We live in the land of tyranny and the home of cowardice because we refuse to stand up to this tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
The point was that I decided to go and exercise unalienable rights that are supposed to be protected and guaranteed by the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I do it, I get arrested, not once, not twice, but three times, four times, and convicted four different times, two misdemeanors and two felonies for exercising rights. And the last one was for filing a pleading in two different courts,
mm-hmm.
which they turned into two different felony charges. Now, that is an amazing, amazing fact.
We haven't even talked about, what about the fines?
Oh, they had fines of $10,000. And then, completely ludicrous, is the $8,600 fine for, let's see, police protection for the judges, SWAT team protection while I was sitting in jail over the weekend.
And the SWAT teams were coming after you, not anybody else.
Pretty much.
Well, this is an upside-down, topsy-turvy world, isn't it?
It's everything is exactly the opposite of what you would think.
Absolutely. Let's take more calls. 800-313-9443. Alan in Tennessee now. Hello, you are
Alan
next.
In Tennessee. Hello, this is Alan in Tennessee.
Yes, Alan. Hi. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I'd like to talk to Mr. Stanley about, I'm assuming they confiscated his weapon, and did he eventually get it back, and how much trouble was that? And I'll just sign off and listen.
Very good. Thank you, Alan.
In Denver, my weapon was confiscated. I never got that back. It was part of a crime, you understand. In Thornton, where I was arrested for openly carrying a weapon, they confiscated that, and it was never given back to me because it was used in the commission of a crime. Now, my other weapons, they never did confiscate, although when they came here with the SWAT team, they found my wife's .38 in her office, in her drawer, in the business portion of the building, and they tried to file charges against me for that because at the time I was under a judge's order to not have weapons possession. Now, at this time, I'm a felon, a convicted felon.
Well, wait a minute. I don't understand this. What about your wife? Was that order restrained upon her as well, not to have
any gun? No, they took the weapon. In fact, a Thornton cop was here that day along with the 60 federal agents of the IRS, the U.S. Marshals, the FBI.
They didn't bring out the Army?
No, they didn't. But they did bring out the Denver SWAT team, which went through my building, and they convinced me to go to the other part of the city so that I wouldn't be here when they arrived because they were afraid that I would defend myself. At any rate, they searched for about 12 hours with 60 people. They were looking for weapons for me because I was under orders not to have any weapons possession. My wife had one in her drawer. They couldn't find any weapons here because I didn't keep any here. And they also had a search and seizure warrant for my gold and my money. And it just so happens that I don't keep any of that here either. So the bottom line was that they had a search and seizure warrant. They wanted to get my gold and my money because they wanted to break me financially so that I couldn't defend myself.
Right.
No charges have ever been filed.
Exactly. I mean, this is criminal action.
Oh, absolutely.
Talk about Gestapo, huh?
Yeah,
exactly.
And Americans don't believe that this sort of thing happens.
I know. I mean, we've done this how many times, Rick, the interview? And when I was doing local radio, people didn't believe us, didn't believe the Patriot Act was not the Patriot Act. It was a terror act. And now when you've come on, a lot more people are saying, wait a minute, I guess I was wrong, huh? Yeah.
Oh,
and oftentimes the media, of course, even the local media, will deliberately take the side of the government without any investigative reporting whatsoever and never truly truly take a stand of objectivity, they will paint you as the government has painted you. They will paint you as the public officials have painted you. And you will be vilified in the press, if not made to look like a complete fool.
You know, it's all of that happened to me, both on TV and in the newspapers,
yes,
and the whole nine yards. And it's really interesting that the district attorney admitted after the trial was over privately to my attorney that he realizes that I'm nothing like what they attempted to portray me in.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah, but that was done after he vilified me, and I was sentenced to a 6-year prison sentence.
Unbelievable. Let's take more calls. Gail now in Tennessee again. Hello, Gail. You're on the program.
Well, how are you guys doing this evening?
All right. Very good. Thank you.
I find all your information tonight, gentlemen, very compelling.
Thank you.
Let me give you the story of who I am.
If you want some more compelling information, go to my website, and there's a whole bunch more at www.stanley2002.org.
I'm sure. Let me give you my credentials.
Please do.
My family has been nothing but Masons throughout history. I am part of the Dole family, who is part of the operation of this government. And I will tell you now, and I'm quite sure I'll probably hear something about telling this tonight, but you guys are approaching this all in the wrong way. You want direct confrontation. I think we tried this numerous of years throughout the millennia. That will not work this time. You have to have a new game, new plan. And that's called sit down and do nothing. Stop fighting them. They're prepared for altercations. Do not fight them. Sit down and do nothing. If you do not participate in their game, you cannot get them to do anything.
Oh, you know, there's something to be said for that.
I don't think that's true, though. I mean, if you just sit back and do nothing, they're not going to enslave us?
No.
That's not what I'm talking about.
That's not what she's saying.
Please elucidate me.
I'm talking about sit down and stop buying into their game.
Stop paying the taxes. Stop buying into
all
the
of it. Don't buy. Don't take one day a week. If you want to get a grassroots movement, take one day a week and stop buying into all of large corporations' business.
Yeah.
Do nothing. Sit down. Do nothing.
I got you.
And that will get it done.
There's a lot to be said.
I'm really treading on dangerous ground here to even get on the phone tonight.
I stopped filing the IRS income tax.
I'm not even talking about that. Stop buying into the large corporations who run the governments of the world. Stop buying one day a week, then make it 2 days a week. If you can get a grassroots movement to just sit down and do nothing. Do you know what I mean by do nothing? Don't buy, don't participate in this world government. Governments operate by money. The corporations own the governments.
Yeah, I understand. What you're talking about is boycotting everything. And to try to get everybody in the country to do that, which is a great idea, by the way, but I don't think it's feasible.
I don't either, but I'm just telling you.
We know what needs to be done, but how do we get there? You know, we just...
Violence will not solve this problem.
No, we agree that we have more power if we utilize it, but
A question of whether or not we think violence will solve the problem. It will eventually turn into violence because they are bringing it on themselves.
Exactly.
It is inevitable.
Exactly.
Right.
So whether or not we
but
think
we all
violence
know
will
that
solve
throughout
it or
history,
not, it's going to happen.
But throughout history, exactly, hon, throughout history... It has repeated itself, and it never worked.
Mm-hmm.
To unleash these chains, these bonds that my particular race has brought on to this society of Homo sapiens has never worked.
Actually, the only thing that ever really does work, and I hate to say this, but it's violence.
Has violence really worked, honey?
Oh, sure it has. It only begets violence. But violence will end... The tyranny. And
no,
the
violence is only called occupation, honey.
Yeah,
violence does not give freedom.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much, Gail. Something more to talk about when we come back. right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Stanley, my guest, Jerry Donaldson. I'm Rick Adams. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All righty, we're back. Well, we're on RBNLive.com. Always a lot of interest in calls, Rick. You have a way of, I think, instilling a sense of rebellion and authority in your voice and your plight. As you said, you did this with full intentions of getting arrested, full intentions of being prosecuted, because you wanted to drive home the point that we are not a free nation. And you are absolutely correct. We are not that free nation any longer, if we ever truly were. But we were a lot freer, definitely 100 years ago, and before the imposition of the Federal Reserve System, the income tax, and the direct election of senators. All of this has changed the landscape, making us nothing but pawns, hasn't it?
You know, Rick, the last woman who called, yes. In a sense, she was 100% correct in that when you put down one tyranny, whether it's with violence or whether you do it peacefully, say, such as the Soviet Union did in 1994, where they had millions of people went to Moscow and basically the government stepped down. The bottom line is a new tyranny almost begins immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You're just unaware of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the cycle begins anew.
Mm-hmm.
And she was right in that regard.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And
there's always going to be people who are ready to step in and put chains on it. Wouldn't you agree, Jerry?
Absolutely.
True.
When we consider that 32 of our presidents all come with the same bloodline, that's a scary thing.
Well,
the same people in control.
The thing is, we think we're in control. The American public thinks that it's in control. They actually go through the motions of elections, and you know, whether it's punching cards or writing down a name or pulling a lever, they actually believe that they can control their destiny. And in some instances, they might even have a little bit of evidence to back that up, as we're seeing with this rebellion across the nation, the Patriot Act, the jury nullification, judicial immunity, these types of things here. But when push comes to shove, don't think for a minute that the federal government is not prepared to move in to your state, just like they did with Arkansas in 57 under Eisenhower, who was pretty good at invading countries in World War II, and under Mr. Kennedy in Mississippi in 63. Then it was under the guise of integration. But regardless of what issue it is, it's still the raw power of the federal Gestapo coming in and violating state sovereignty and, at the same time, individual sovereignty.
I have to make a comment there, and they started this, of course, with the Whiskey Rebellion with George Washington.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it went into the Civil War, and this is when they perfected it, and it's gotten worse since then. I'll tell you what I believe should be done by the federal government. All the states from the very first, the 13 colonies, they mm-hmm. signed on. They signed on to the federal government that our Constitution would be the supreme law of the land. They signed on that all of the Bill of Rights in 1789 would be the supreme law of the land, and that no state could violate it. No government, whether it's state or not, could mm-hmm. violate it. Now, that's mm-hmm. the only time that I think that the federal government has the right to come into a state and to violate that doctrine of states' rights. And that is to impose upon, the doctrine of our supreme law of the land, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, which is a part of the Constitution, upon those states who are violating it. But you know what? That's never happened.
No, it hasn't.
Never happened.
It hasn't. They violated the Tenth Amendment. They violated Second. They violated the...
they violate them all.
The Eighth Amendment, all of them, yeah.
And they talk unalienable rights have been shifted over to civil rights and human rights,
mm-hmm.
which are legislated, that are privileges that can be taken away from us. They're
Gary's 100% correct.
Well, they're group privileges.
Therefore, is there any law in the United States right now that gives any governmental agency whatsoever the right to infringe upon an unalienable right? Not one.
None. Not one.
But as you said, they've redefined rights.
Oh, absolutely.
This has been a revolution.
And they did that through the 14th Amendment.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. And there's a lot of people out there, particularly a lot of lawyers, who still believe that the 14th Amendment was a good thing. But I've got to tell you, folks, it was not.
Oh, no. It was never legally ratified. We've shown that.
Well, and they subverted it.
They
sounded good.
It was sold, and that's why New Jersey and Ohio voted to repeal the amendment, because they realized what it meant in 1869.
It took away our unalienable constitutional rights and put in civil rights instead.
Exactly.
Wow.
Boy, you egalitarianism.
Which aren't rights.
This is something that we want to have in this country? I think not.
No, if we understood it, if the people understood and the media did its job, we wouldn't be there right now, maybe. All right, we got a break coming up. We've got people on the line, Mona, and you can be next, 800-313-9443. Looks like we're going to fill out the whole 2 hours tonight, gentlemen. If you can stay, we'll have you
actually
stay.
My wife just called me for dinner, so I'll stick around for about another 10 minutes, but I don't want to anger my wife.
Well, you can do that, and if Jerry wishes to stay, we'll continue with Jerry.
Sounds
all
terrific.
Right, good enough. Stay tuned, Rick Adams now, and we will be right back with more Uncensored Radio Free America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom. The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And even as we speak, I'm getting emails from We the People, a revolutionary coalition, Rick. Rationale for lethal force against government agents who usurp power. That's one of them. That sounds familiar to you, doesn't it, huh?
Yeah, oh, that one was from attorney Peter Mankiw in California.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
who
indeed.
He's very outspoken. There are some attorneys in this country who believe in standing up for our rights, and obviously Peter Mankiw is one of them.
Yeah, some of them are former attorneys, as you know, and have been disbarred.
Yeah, and then the list is quite long on that one as well.
Yes, it is. And yet, there's no nobody. Nobody should give up, I mean, on that. They should keep fighting harder, if anything.
There are some of us out here in America that are just totally disgusted, and we will not knuckle under.
No, you really can't. And whether it's nonviolence, violence, whatever, you have to defend yourself, and you have to defend not just the physical threat, but the political, the emotional, the extortion that is coming our way.
Unfortunately, many of us are either in prison or slated for prison. So
we're all in a prison right now, Rick.
Oh, absolutely.
We are in one big prison called the United States right now, and people are not aware of it. You know, it's like the what's that story there about all the pigs? I think it's Orwell's Animal Farm. Yep. All the little oink-oinkers, and they're all having a ball. as the fence is being built up around them higher and higher, right?
Well, the illusion has been created, and the American people have fallen for it, lock, stock, and barrel.
Indeed. All right, let's take another call before you leave, and that's Mona in Glendale, California. Hello, Mona.
Hi. I want to nullify that portion of the 14th Amendment that gives citizenship to children born on America's soil.
I agree.
And
I agree as well. I think it's wrong.
And I want to make it retroactive.
You're never going to get, with the people that we have running this government, that's never going to happen. So you have to understand that, first of all. If we could ever activate America along the lines of what the Revolutionary Coalition is trying to do, and please do check that out at Stanley2002.org, if we could ever make that agenda happen, we could take this government over the way they took it over, and then we could go back and we could throw out all of these unconstitutional laws, and we could go back to the original intent. But that is never going to happen with the government actors that we have in place right now.
Well, I disagree that we can't make it happen because of the power of ideas, which are, it could take 5 or 10 years to build an idea, but once that idea is built, it can be conveyed in an instant, like a well-drawn picture.
Politics nullifies ideas, particularly involved with the Democrats and the Republicans. They've perfected it over the last 150 years. They can take an idea and they can bury it and they can change it and they can destroy it. And that is a fact.
Since they're controlling all the media, obviously.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah. The same people who control our government, who are putting all of these politicians into office, they control the media. They own the media.
And our education system.
You bet.
But I think that with the advent of the computer, we're in a situation like we were when the printing press was invented, and it is going to change everything because ideas will be now communicated, which haven't been before.
Oh, I agree with you.
I don't think we have built our idea yet. I really don't think that we have finished our work. When I hear people on RBN talking about Nazi-type tactics, as if the communist revolution never happened, and still buying into the Jewish propaganda that Hitler was the bad guy, I know that we haven't finished our work.
Well, do you understand that the communist propaganda is Jewish?
I sure do. But I still hear over 50% of the guys on RBN, who are the most enlightened group we have, over 50% still think that Hitler killed 6 million Jews in gas chambers and that the Russian Revolution was a relatively peaceful takeover.
I don't think too many people believe that.
Well,
I think the Nazi situation did, in fact, happen. However, it certainly wasn't anywhere near like the Jews have portrayed it, because there wasn't just Jews who died there. It was dissidents. It was people who, homosexuals. It was people who stood up to them.
And what gave them, what really gave the Germans the power was our government in the 1930s rescuing Joe Stalin's regime, which by that time had already killed tens of millions of its own people, granting recognition to it, making all of that possible, a threat to Europe possible, and therefore Hitler was welcome. Many people don't realize, but the German armies were welcomed by the people in most countries of Europe as a counter to the Soviet Bolsheviks. It was a typical dialectic.
And some of the largest corporations in America were funding Hitler.
And the communists, you know, Arm and Hammer, those people, sure. People don't know
that. They work both sides of the aisle.
They always do.
They work both sides of the corporate aisle. They work both sides of the war aisle.
Right.
And they work both sides of the Democrat-Republican aisle.
Well, a classic example, Rick, is here in America. You know, before the Bolshevik and National Socialist were financed, it was the North and the South in the war between the states.
Exactly. Warburg's on one side, Rothschild's on the other.
Exactly. You know, the Kenites, as we call them in the scripture, control both sides of the game.
The same players are still controlling.
Yep, and Mona, thank you for your call, dear.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
And
good
by the way, Rick, now I'm going to jump out, and I'm going
to
let you
know.
You have
to leave.
When the wife calls, you know, we run. Listen,
Rick, thank you.
Jerry Donaldson, he and I are both of the same mind. So,
I know
you know, if he's speaking, we're both speaking the same language, as are you.
Thank you.
Yes, we are definitely of the same mind. Thank you, Rick, for being who you are.
Rick, anytime.
I do appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Anytime. God bless. Bye-bye now. All right, Jerry, you can continue with me. We will continue to take calls, a few more calls in the next 18 minutes or so that we have left. 800-313-9443. One of you just brought up the, I think it was you, Jerry, the mainstream media. And I just got another email from Rick Stanley's Revolutionary Coalition, and it's called now the lamestream or lamestream media. And here's how it goes. It sounds like something you would write, Jerry, but probably not. Anyway.
Well, it could be. But not
it goes mine. Like it goes like this. The Phoenix Suns, according to the lamestream media, Phoenix Suns won the basketball playoffs in a stunning, sold-out, three-game come-from-behind win and devastating defeat of the far better Los Angeles Lakers. The uninvited ombudsman notes, however, that private ballparks built with taxpayer money taken from the public treasury have been generating record profits for the private owners, astronomical salaries for the all-male players, and page one glory stories from the, quote, news, unquote, media.
Right.
And then they've gone on to talk about the lamestream media told you undocumented immigrants are protesting for rights that they believe they have by reason of their mere presence in America. And he goes on to tell you the National Association of Hispanic Journalists had advised, let's see, where's my place here? Yes, they say that have advised its members and all journalists to stop using the phrase illegal immigrants. The American principle of free speech prohibits the National Association of Hispanic Journalists from enforcing its rule and may only use publicity, social pressure, ostracism, calls for diversity and sensitivity and political correctness to help implement its unreported policy. How's that? Meanwhile, we have no National Association of White Journalists.
Oh, exactly. And if you're, I hate to say this, but, you know, if you are of the Caucasian persuasion, you have no say. You can't say anything. If you happen to be Hispanic or Asian or black, you can speak right out. Now, as Terry Anderson says, also on RBN, he was actually at the Crawford rally for the Minutemen.
Yes.
As he says, you know, if you're not angry, you're not paying attention.
Right.
And he's exactly right.
Indeed. Let's take more calls, Jerry. Dean in Texas, you are on the program. Hello, Dean.
That's Gene. Anyway, I'd like to just say that the reason a lot of people followed the Nazi Party was because Germany was in a tremendous depression, just like America was, even worse, actually. It would take a barrel load of francs just to buy a loaf of bread. And the Weimar Republic was doing nothing to really stop this under Hindenburg. And, of course, the Nazis got control because they did help the economy of Germany. Mm-hmm. And you can't blame the German people for following a party or even a person that gave them a job, built hospitals, and helped the economy out of depression, which the Nazi party did. So a lot of people don't look at it in that historical context.
Well, they don't understand what happened in Germany in the 30s and the depression. And, you know, often they'll tell you that, in America at the same time, we had two different situations. In Germany in the 30s, they had depression and they elected a dictator. Mm-hmm. Elected a dictator. In America, we had a depression and we elected a Democratic president.
give me a break. By the name of FDR.
Yeah, right. He wasn't a dictator, though. No. When he put people in jail for opposing his government, had Father Coughlin taken off the air, off of radio, confiscated gold, or at least attempted to, and made it illegal to own gold, and created a more fascist New Deal program. That wasn't a dictatorship. That was liberation, gentlemen.
Well, I think we've elected a dictator who is a control dictator by the Zionist and socialist, of course. But, you know, George Bush Jr. said, he said, if we have a dictatorship here, he would want to be the dictator. He actually said that.
Well, that's why he's working for one.
Exactly. Well, yeah, he's working for the Zionists and socialists, communists that are controlling this country and Europe also. And, you know, and Christianity is being thrown out of this country like it has in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And also about what your guests there said about the Caucasian people. They you can have all these minority organizations, but if you have a white organization, it's called racist. And then that is the biggest hypocrisy, I think, in this society is that. All the other races can have their organizations, which are definitely for their race, like LULAC and RAZU NIDA, and we have the Black Caucus and the NAACP.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a white organization that's for the white people, the mm-hmm. Caucasian people here in America, oh, that's racist.
Yep.
The hypocrisy is so blatant, it's unbelievable.
I agree, Gene. Thank you for your call. Yeah, immediately they put the white robes on you and the cross, and they start lighting it and say you're a Klanner. If all you want to do is to take the counter or the counterbalance to these black supremacists,
Rick,
Hispanics,
you know, I've got a great story for you.
Sure.
Right after leaving the Crawford, rally for the Minutemen, which,
mm-hmm.
by the way, there was close to 3,000 people there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, a year ago, last August, Cindy Sheehan was down there.
Right.
Right?
We remember, yep.
And they created the Peace House down there. And we decided to go ahead and swing by the Peace House after we left the rally.
Mm-hmm.
We walked in, and as a matter of fact, my new fiance, right,
mm-hmm.
was actually there trying to protest, you know, the invasion of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
We walked in there, and they said, we just had a counter a press conference. And I said, what for? And they said, well, because the Minutemen are a Klan organization. I said, do you realize that 25% of the Minutemen out there are either Hispanic or black?
Mm-hmm.
And she just was flabbergasted. She just didn't know how to answer that. The fact is that they've been taught, and this other side of the media
mm-hmm.
is trying to push these things. And no, it's not a racial issue. It never has been.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a matter of illegal aliens coming across, getting all the benefits, and now we're talking about a guest worker program. That's not a good thing. That's amnesty, period. And when Reagan did it, it wasn't mm-hmm. a good thing. It was probably the worst thing that he ever did.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as a matter of fact, just so the listeners here know this, there is 30 million illegal aliens in the United States. Remember that only 20 million are Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them are Asians or mm-hmm. Of other races, virtually mm-hmm. every country in the world. And
right.
guess where they've been coming across the border? Mexico.
Canada and Mexico, yep.
Yeah, predominantly Mexico.
What is this
such an open border?
But what are you doing?
I'm
talking to my producer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it is on my headphones. It's driving me nuts. Okay. I'm sorry. All right.
Not a problem.
Okay. I can't do two things at one time. All right. Anyway, thank you very much for your call, our last caller. Let's take another one from Idaho. Mick, you're on the program. Hello, Mick.
Hey, Rick.
Yes.
You do a great job. I really enjoyed listening to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I succumb to that philosophy. No matter what you do, you've got to be a racist. So I accepted that a long time ago.
Okay.
Especially when I heard that Jewish professor out of Harvard saying, if you're against being exterminated, you must be a white supremacist.
Uh-huh.
And it's just gotten so bad, I believe, thanks to mostly Comrade Chertoff, the ADL demon,
mm-hmm.
that it's waking people up fast. Everybody's waking up, so.
Well, they're overreaching very quickly.
Yes,
and
they are.
Because they're desperate. And
that's
a fact, unfortunately. Mick, is that all you had, or you want to say anything else?
Yeah. Take care, man.
Thank you. All right, good call. Thank you. Not because he is complimenting me or flattering me, but because he's hitting the nail on the head and getting right to the point.
Exactly.
Phyllis in Ohio, you are now on with Jerry Donaldson, who's still with us.
Thank you. I want to give a report on recent political prisoners that we have.
Absolutely.
And I've been trying to call into programs and get people's attention on this. It's the Christian Patriot Association book publisher in Oregon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And his name is Richard Flowers, and mm-hmm. He was put up on trumped-up IRS charges, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
He publishes politically incorrect books. He was sent from Oregon to North Carolina to prison. Also, another prisoner is a part-time employee that he had That's Pastor Jeffrey Weekly of God's Remnant Church in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been put in prison. And Mr. Flower's wife is recently out of a halfway house and on probation.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a wonderful list. How can we learn more about these political prisoners?
Well, I do my part in trying to get the word out when I hear about these people. This book publisher did publish my son's journal. My son was the first American that refused to serve in the United Nations in 1972.
Oh, okay.
And that's another story. In fact, I'm going to be on your
on the network
right. Next week.
Yeah, good.
Yes, sir.
Good. Excellent. Excellent. Welcome aboard. We'll be happy to talk to you also on this program, if you wish, Phyllis.
I would love to.
All right.
Phyllis, I've been in this fight for about 50 years, my family and I. Not bragging, but we've been around a while. I'm 79 years old.
Phyllis,
thank
before you.
You
get offline, make sure
Phyllis.
You go to awakenamerica.net and send me a message and let me go ahead and get something up on there. Because my newsletter goes out to a little over 377,000 right now.
All right, Phyllis, thank you very much for your call. You can contact my producer anytime, and we'll arrange to have you on the show. All right, we're going to take...
Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Adams having a great tumultuous evening here, as you can see. No shortage of antics, music, interfacing and just good old plain conversation. And Jerry Donaldson, who is Rick Stanley's former webmaster, is still with me. Only 5 minutes to go, and we've got two callers. Let's go to them, Jerry. Johnny in Austin, hello.
Hello, Rick. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'd like to make a comment about the earlier caller that called in. I believe the lady said something to the effect of Dole.
Yeah, yes. She said she was of the Dole family line.
What the woman is suggesting,
mm-hmm.
I think we should listen very closely to that, because mm-hmm. I happen to believe in exactly what she said.
Mm-hmm.
You want to shut stuff down, you stop buying into it.
Right.
I mean, you want to solve the gasoline problem? Go to commutercars.com and buy you an electric car. I'm not trying to push the website, but there you go. There's a solution for people. You want to stop supporting George Bush and the oil cartel? Go electric, zero emissions. A lot of people can do this. You stop buying Walmart, stop buying Lowe's,
but you
stop
see,
buying
people,
Home Depot. There are alternatives.
Most people won't, and that's the problem. We have to overcome that, Johnny.
Exactly. If we can do that, if we can not buy in, that lady gave me the chills. Let me tell you something, gentlemen. She gave me the willies, because what she was saying, this lady's on the inside. I've just gut feeling. I go by gut, and we got to listen to what she said. Okay, I'll let you go. Thank you, gentlemen. It's been a great show.
Much appreciated. Thank you. Excellent show indeed. Mike in Oklahoma, you'll be our last caller tonight with me and Jerry.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. I too kind of agree with what she said, but you're right, Rick. It's not going to happen, because you're not going to get enough people to create that critical mass to make it have that big effect that it would need to have.
Doesn't look like we can right now, anyway, yeah.
No, and the thing is, you know, the more you're in the store, you're online, you're reading, the only thing people are concerned about is American Idol.
Yep. And you know what the key is to make people change their behavior? Elevating the pain factor.
I agree. I think things are going to have to get a whole lot worse before people finally wake up and say, okay, yeah, it's time. It's time to do something. And you know, and going back, she talked about not buying in. Revolutionary War, the Civil War, and most wars have been wars of attrition, as far as economic attrition,
mm-hmm.
where the war is fought until that country or that state can no longer afford
mm-hmm.
to prosecute the war. That's what I think she's getting at. Boy, we got to have a whole lot of soldiers to make that happen.
Yes, indeed. I agree, great. Mike, and let's work toward that end anyway.
Indeed. Great
Thank
show tonight,
you.
Guys.
Thank you very much, and we're going to be back again tomorrow night, and we're going to hop on once again an update on the Minuteman, the border, what baby George is doing to us, and what we're doing to ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be doing that, among other things, tomorrow night. And, Jerry, thank you for being with us as well.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Anytime.
You know, have a good night,
thank
now.
You. All right. Good night to you, Jerry.
Thank you.
And Rick Stanley, thank you very much. I am very happy to tell you that my producer was wrong, and I was correct when she said George Orwell didn't write Animal Farm. It was Kurt Vonnegut. But it is indeed George Orwell. She admitted it. She is to be commended for at least coming forward. All right. Thank you. Good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night, God willing, 8 o'clock Central. Rick Adams.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns
People like you and me prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.